read you something. Last week we had a little comment about hugs. Somebody just gave me this. Hugs. It's a wondrous what a hug can do. A hug can cheer you when you're blue. A hug can say, I love you so, or I hate to see you go. A hug is welcome back again, and great to see you. Where have you been? A hug can soothe a child's pain and bring a rainbow after rain. A hug, there's no doubt about it, we scarcely could survive without it. A hug delights and warms and charms. It must be why God gave us arms. Hugs are great for fathers and mothers, sweet for sisters, swell for brothers. And chances are your favorite ants love them more than potted plants. Kittens crave them, puppies love them, heads of state are not above them. A hug can break the language barrier and make travel so much merrier. No need to fret about your store of them. The more you give, the more there's more of them. So stretch those arms without delay and give someone a hug today. Amen. Amen. I thought appropriate that to have songs, to have music this morning, to have celebration. We've had a week. Ooh, have we had a week. Up and down, all the election, all the things that happened beforehand, election that turned out and so many people thought it would be different, and so many people celebrating, so many people sad, so many people doing different things. I'm here to tell you that God is still on the throne. I'm here to tell you that this country is based upon prayer. It's based upon those individuals who get up on Monday morning, go out there and work, plain and simple. They come home, they love their family. It is based upon the common man. Abraham Lincoln said one time, God must love the common man because he made so many of them. And I believe that. And I believe that the churches in this country, that is where our backbone is. I believe as we gather together in these small walls, this church, this And I tell you, to have Harold come up and sing in this small church with this pine panel and hear that voice is, I don't care what song, key he's singing in. He doesn't even know what key he's singing in up there. Trust me, I'll tell you one thing about it. He is singing for the glory of God. Amen? Because I know this man. I know this man. And it just touches my heart to have the opportunity to stand in front of you today. We had the number one male gospel quartet in America sing in our church this past Thursday. Wow. And some of the comments and some of the words that they said just lifted my spirit. We had those gentlemen in those uniforms, and when they sang, ooh, I tell you, it just God's Holy Spirit was just rising up within me. To know that I live in a country that I can be proud of. Not a country where everything is okay, not a thing where everything is all right, not where everything is perfect. No, 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 no. I live in a country where we still respect veterans. Amen. Amen. I believe that is the strength, the principle that we have here in America. And that's why I am proud to be an American. I am also proud to be a Christian. Because I was an American simply because of where I was born. But I am a Christian simply because I realized that I have something that I don't deserve. I have a God who loved me when I was unlovable. I have a God who sent his Son to die upon a cross for me, when there is nothing in my life that could ever warrant that. I am simply a Christian because God loves me. In the book of 1 John, I'm going to read you two little verses here. The third chapter, it's the 18th and 19th. Actually, I'll read you the 20th verse also. Third chapter, 1 John. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. When Brother Matt prayed today, He said, let our love be an action. When he prayed, he said, let our love be an action. That's exactly what the scripture says. Let us love not in word or simply in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. This 20th verse is very interesting. It says, for if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under the reading of your word. Just open our minds and hearts for a few moments that we may focus on what you have done for us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that once you know God, it changes you. I believe that once you've made an effort, once you've made a question, once you've reached out to God, he changes you. And I believe without a shadow of doubt as I stand here before you that you're here wanting to serve God, wanting to know more about him, wanting to have more of him in your life. There's a lot of people that don't want to have anything to do with God. And I hate to say it, but in some ways, that's okay. Only if God will draw. I mean, there are people in your lives, you run into them, and I pray for them, and I feel terrible about them, but they don't want to have anything to do with what we're saying this morning. They don't want to hear anything about the Bible. They don't want to hear anything about God's message. And the only thing that you can do, my friend, is pray for them. Can't argue with them because you're not going to win. You're not going to change their minds. The best thing you can do is pray for them and do this little first sentence here. Love in deed. The actions, the action. In deeds and in truth. And hopefully, somewhere, sometime, someplace, they will see, and it will start within their lives, within their heart, curiosity about what God is all about. But I'm here to tell you the reason that you're here today, other than you handful to come just to see Harold all dressed up, the reason most of you here today want to serve God. You want to serve the one who died upon that cross. You want more of him in your life. You want more of the things that you have the opportunities to do for his service. And God knows. God knows you. Knows everything about you. You're not going to fool him. You're not going to pull anything over on his eyes. I love, I read an article some, this is years and years ago, and I love this thing. It was reported in the Saturday Evening Post. This has been a day or two ago. Matt, you won't understand. Alex, you won't understand. They had a little article up in New England that said that the police arrested the subject. And he was accused of robbing vending machines. And the article's about how they thought they really had their man when he came in to pay his $400 bail, and he paid it all in quarters. True story. And there's a little article in the newspaper, police have got their man. God knows all about you. He knows everything there is. I listened on the radio, and they had a little blurb there about how, and they had the director of the 911 emergency response out of D.C. And what they did is they went over a little bit about how actually the 911 calls work. And it said that when you call in, it pops up the phone number. But it also pops up the address, and it pops up what name that phone number is listed to at that address. But But then it also went a little bit further, and that's the thing that kind of caught my ear. It said that the police are listening in. It said police, fire, paramedics are also listening in on those 911. When you pray, you're sending out a 911 call. When you have a need, God hears. But I also believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that angels are listening. Somebody will hear something in a prayer request, and it'll trigger something inside of them. And God will use that to meet a need. Or He will use that to just say, brother or sister, I know exactly what you're going through. I have been there before, and God has seen through. Amen? Then you get to this 20th verse. And this 20th verse reads, for if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows. You go, wow. I've heard ever since I was a little kid that you got to know within your heart that you love God. And then I read this scripture here, tells me that God is greater than even your heart. What does that mean? Got a lot of people out here that condemn themselves. They know that within their lives that they've done things that they're not proud of, they've made mistakes. And in their hearts, they don't feel they are good enough to serve. That is a lie of the devil. I'm here to tell you. When I was young, we'd go around the house and, yeah, we were not as wealthy as some of you folks here. Are you still in that room? No. Well, why is the light still on? Nobody can relate out there. Oh, you can't? Walk out of there, leave that door. Were you born in a barn? Come on now. I'm not paying to heat up the whole neighborhood over here. Mm-hmm. Know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And I love thinking about it, and I heard a phrase not too long ago. Sometimes you got to walk in that room. Not only you have to close that door, which I heard about so much when I was a child. I heard somebody said, you know what you ought to do? You ought to lock that door behind you. The things that are in the past should stay in the past. I want you to think of it like this. It explained to me so many years ago in the illustration, not as good as Matt's little napkin. Not that he thought in the middle of the night, if Kevin wears a bow tie, I'm going to do this. Trust me, that only happens of God. But I heard a long time ago, God, when you call upon Him and you ask Him to forgive you, He takes every sin that you have committed. He takes it out in the middle of the deepest ocean, drops it to the bottom of the sea, and puts up a sign that says, no fishing here. And if God can do that, because He is far greater than your heart, we should be able to let God simply do what God does. Yesterday, we went to Calvary Road. It meant so much to me because that's the place where I walked down the aisle. That's the place where I asked Jesus Christ to be my personal Savior. And I did it without any knowledge of what in the world I was doing. I didn't get my Bible beforehand. I didn't go read a bunch of scriptures. I didn't do all that. I just heard an invitation. I heard a preacher stand up in front and said, you have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I said, yeah, He's talking to me. There is nothing in my life that could ever warrant God sending his son for me, but did. And if you accept him, if you accept him into your heart, he will save you. That part made. And I went down that aisle and they prayed for me and I said, thank you. Then I got up Monday morning, I scratched my head and going, what in the world do? Then later that week, I got a phone call. There was a deacon in that church. Said, Brother Henry says, I'm one of the drivers of the bus and I got all these kids. And he says, when we pick up these kids, we come to church, and we need somebody to lead them in singing to try to keep them from getting too rowdy on the way to church. And he said, I heard your voice. I think you can do this. I said, Brother, I don't know any of the songs. Don't worry, they will teach you. That's exactly what he said. So then, after being saved on a Sunday, the next Sunday morning, about 7:15, they picked me up in a bus in front of my house. That's a little different. That's a little different. And I started to serve God. I didn't know exactly what I was supposed to do. I didn't want to try to teach them the courses that my mother taught me when I was riding to the mountains in the car, because they wouldn't go over too good in church. I'm waiting for an amen from Lori. Yay! But I thought to myself, well, I got to learn some new courses. And God, through his love, saw me through. Because God knew my heart better than I. I'm here to tell you, folks, you're here because you love God. You're here wanting to serve God. And there is nothing in your life that will make a change. Heavenly Father, we have gathered in your house. God, heaven, we have just felt your presence today. This is such a beautiful day. It is a glorious day. The sun is shining, the leaves are turning, but most of all,